Darragh O'Connor, I think you came on the 62nd minute there and you finished with 1-1. That's not bad for 4 minutes playing action.
Well, to be fair, the Letterkenny Gaels, they were kind of pushing for the game last stage. I think we were 1 point up when I came on. So I was left 4-on-1 and the point was all right, but the goal was just a tap-in, you know, so I wouldn't get carried away. But no, as I say, this year nearly has been a lose-lose for us. Kind of, you know, we won a game, you're supposed to win it. But Convoy and Letterkenny Gaels, I think, are brilliant teams, you know, and Convoy or Letterkenny Gaels haven't lost a game all year, and you've seen there some of the players they have are brilliant, like, you know, and at some stage or another they will play county, or they should play county as long as they keep going. But you know, and then as well people were saying, oh, Buncanna shouldn't be junior, and then we are there in merit, you know, that's kind of taken away. Newton beat us last year, hammered us last year, and Downing's beat us, and that kind of takes away from Downing's too, you know. They beat us, they won Division 2 this year, so they're no bad side. So we're here in merit. So we just we trained hard. We used that nearly as a chip on the shoulder that people were expecting us to win. And I'm just glad now that we got over the line, you know, and maybe now we get going in Ulster. That's our plan now. But Letterkenny Gaels now, commiserations in, but they'll be there thereabouts in a couple of years, you know.
Yeah, there seemed to be a serious focus about the team over the last couple of weeks. You know, not everything has gone to plan, and even there today, like, you're 4 points down at half time, and I'm sure you were wondering what that was all about at half time.
Like, and maybe Ryan, like myself and Ryan, kind of came back at the same time and training same day left, and Ryan was away back to Doha unfortunately today, and you could definitely see you missed him there, you know, maybe not as focused as we probably should have been in the first half, and just nervous too. But you have to give credit to Letterkenny Gaels too, they were the better team in the first half, and maybe 4 points was nearly flattering for us because we were brutal in the first half. So, but no, focus definitely, you know, Malachy and Emma Thompson came in, trained us, and the focus was the, you know, we have Keelan missing in the league, we have me missing in the league, we have Peter McLaughlin injured. No, that's it for us at the minute. We're a big town, but we're a small club. That's a lot of people there's been missing, you know, and we hang in there. We won a few games near the end of the league, and we got a bit of momentum, so that was good too. But no, definitely, our two goals were stay in Division 2, one junior, and we didn't do the first one, so that meant then like an extra focus, you know, because it couldn't go in all year. We missed both out in both.
Yeah, I suppose like over the last 2 years, we've seen Niamh Colmkill going one Ulster, we've seen Red Hughes do it last year, you know. Can Buncrana now go and emulate that success?
It's all up to us, you know, and there's no shying away from the fact that maybe one of our biggest problems the last couple of years has been discipline. And you know, we're going to enjoy the night, we'll enjoy tomorrow, but then can we as a team get back in, get focused? Because I think it's good for Donegal football when teams go far, and I definitely want to, you know, county finals don't come around often no matter what level. I've played football all my life, and I've been in four, and so they don't come around often, so I definitely want to, why not get an Ulster final? And as Cador showed us last year, senior, why can't Donegal, you know, they're one of the top teams at county level, why can't they club teams bring it up a level? And I think it is there, so I think as long as we stay focused, enjoy ourselves, get back to training, I could see a run in Ulster, but it's not going to be easy, you know.